Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Tiny Experiments, How to Live Freely in a Goal. Obsessed World by Anne-Laure LeCoultre reframes personal growth as an ongoing practice of curiosity rather than a rigid march toward predetermined goals. Known for her work on learning, thinking, and mental models through Nest Labs, LeCoultre challenges the default self-improvement script that treats life like a productivity spreadsheet. The book invites readers to replace all-or-nothing resolutions with small, low-risk experiments that generate real feedback. Instead of asking, "What is my 5-year plan?" it asks, "What can I try this week to learn more about myself and my work?" With a mindset that blends behavioral science, reflective practice, and practical experimentation, the approach makes change feel lighter and more adaptable. The promise is not instant transformation, but increased agency. You become a person who can test ideas, adjust course, and build a life that fits. It is especially timely for anyone burned out by hustle culture, perfectionism, or constant comparison. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, escaping the goal trap and returning to agency. A central idea in the book is that goals can quietly become cages. In a culture that celebrates linear achievement, many people adopt objectives that look impressive but feel brittle in real life. LeCoultre highlights how goal fixation can encourage binary thinking, success or failure, on track or off track, worthy or behind. This mindset often amplifies anxiety and reduces experimentation because trying something new becomes risky if it might derail the plan. The tiny experiments approach replaces the pressure of perfect outcomes with the freedom of iterative learning. You start by noticing where goals are externally imposed or outdated, then shift attention toward what you can observe, test, and refine. This does not mean abandoning ambition. It means changing the unit of progress from a distant finish line to actionable, repeatable cycles of action and reflection. By focusing on agency, the reader learns to define progress in terms of choices they control, time invested, skills practiced, conversations started, drafts produced. Over time, this builds confidence and resilience because identity is no longer tied to hitting a narrow metric. The result is a calmer and more flexible path to growth, guided by evidence from lived experience rather than status-driven targets. Secondly, designing tiny experiments that actually teach you something. The book emphasizes that an experiment is not just trying harder, it is a structured way to learn. LeCoultre encourages readers to start with a question rooted in genuine curiosity: what happens if I change this variable? From there, the experiment should be small enough to run without major risk, money, or social pressure. This lowers resistance and makes follow-through more likely. A good tiny experiment also includes a clear observation plan. Instead of vague hopes like, "Be more creative," you define what you will do and what signals you will watch for, such as energy levels, consistency, or the ease of getting started. The method works for career decisions, health routines, creative projects, and relationships because it focuses on feedback loops. You are not trying to predict the future perfectly, you are collecting data about what fits you. The book also underlines the value of constraints. Small scope and short time frames prevent experiments from turning into new perfectionist commitments. When an experiment ends, you decide what to keep, what to change, and what to stop. That decision is informed by what you learned, not by guilt. This creates a sustainable system for personal development that scales. Many small experiments compound into big shifts without the burnout that often comes with dramatic reinvention. Thirdly, working with uncertainty. Through iteration and reflection, many self-improvement systems assume clarity must come before action. Find your purpose, set the plan, then execute. LeCoultre argues that for most people, clarity is more often an outcome than a prerequisite. Tiny experiments turn uncertainty into a workable condition by treating life as iterative design. When you cannot know whether a job change, side project, or new routine is right, you create a small version that reveals useful information. This reduces fear because you are no longer making one irreversible decision. You are running a series of reversible tests. Reflection is the key companion skill. The reader is guided to pause and interpret what happened, separating external noise from internal signals. Did the activity increase curiosity? Did it drain energy? Did it create meaningful momentum? The book's stance is that reflection is not overthinking when it is paired with action and used to improve the next iteration. Over time, this approach strengthens adaptability. Instead of clinging to certainty, you become comfortable adjusting based on evidence. That flexibility is especially valuable in modern work, where roles, technologies, and personal priorities change quickly. By practicing iteration, readers learn to make decisions that are both grounded and light, grounded in real feedback and light enough to evolve as they do. Fourthly, redefining productivity. Beyond hustle and perfectionism, tiny experiments challenges the idea that productivity equals relentless output. In goal-obsessed environments, productivity often becomes performative. Visible busyness, constant optimization, and an endless chase for more. LeCoumf reframes productivity as a relationship with attention, energy, and meaning. Instead of pushing through resistance with sheer discipline, the experimental approach asks why resistance exists and what adjustments might make progress easier. This can include changing the environment, reducing the scope, altering the time of day, or redefining what a successful session looks like. The book also addresses perfectionism as a hidden form of control. Perfectionism promises safety through flawless execution, but it often blocks learning and reduces creative risk-taking. Tiny experiments provide an antidote by making imperfect action the point. You are not proving your worth, you are gathering information. That shift can transform how people approach writing, building, studying, or launching ideas. The approach supports sustainable routines because it respects human variability. Some weeks will be high energy, others will not. By treating routines as adjustable prototypes, readers can maintain momentum without self-criticism. The deeper message is that a freer life comes from aligning effort with what matters, not from winning a race of constant achievement. Productivity becomes a tool for living, not a scoreboard for identity. Lastly, building a freer life through compounding microchanges. The book's promise of freedom is practical rather than abstract. Freedom grows when your daily choices reflect your values, and tiny experiments make that alignment achievable. LeCoumf shows how small actions, repeated and refined, can compound into major life shifts. A single experiment might be modest, like testing a new morning routine, reaching out to one potential mentor, or creating a lightweight schedule for deep work. But the real power is in the portfolio, many small bets that diversify your chances of finding what works. This approach also changes how you relate to identity. Instead of labeling yourself as someone who is not disciplined or not creative, you become someone who tests and learns. That identity is more resilient because it is based on process. Over time, the reader can build personal principles drawn from evidence. What kind of work energizes them? Which environments help them focus? What boundaries protect their well-being? The book encourages carrying forward what works and letting go of what does not, without shame. This produces a life that feels self-authored, even in a world full of expectations. The compounding effect is not just greater output or success. It is a stronger sense of trust in your ability to navigate change, make decisions, and create meaning on your own terms. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for readers who feel trapped by traditional goal setting, including ambitious professionals, creatives, students, and anyone recovering from burnout or perfectionism. If you have tried productivity systems, annual plans, or strict habits and found that they collapse under real life, the tiny experiments approach offers a kinder and more realistic path. It benefits the reader by shifting self-improvement from self-judgment to self-discovery. By testing small changes, you reduce fear, learn faster, and make decisions based on evidence from your own experience instead of generic advice. That can improve daily well-being, strengthen confidence, and create momentum in work and personal projects without the constant pressure to prove yourself. Compared with similar books that focus on rigid frameworks, big transformations, or one-size-fits-all routines, this one stands out for its flexibility and emphasis on agency. The experimental mindset adapts to different personalities and life stages, and it encourages reflection without getting stuck in analysis. Buying the book is worthwhile because it provides a repeatable method you can use for years. Whenever you face uncertainty, you can design a small test, learn, and adjust. That makes it a durable companion rather than a temporary motivational boost. If you would like to support Anne-Laure LeCoumf, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.